Welcome to One Good Thing Media, your official podcast review channel. We search the vast digital landscape on a daily basis to discover the best shows that podcasters have to offer. Are you ready to discover new favorites to add to your playbook? Stay tuned and listen to host Gerald Spear's latest podcast reviews.
Hello, podcast lovers. This is Gerald Spear, the creator and host of One Good Thing Media. I'd like to welcome everybody to our show. I love many different genres. I love comedy. I love true crime. I love talk shows and culture. I like what's trending and I like to hear about what's not. So you're going to get a variety of different podcast genres on this show. That is not done randomly. It is absolutely on purpose. And I hope you're on the same page with me. Last week, we did one on stalking, which was heavy but inspiring at the same time. This week, we are going to go for a much lighter genre, and that is celebrity talk shows. I have a criteria for celebrity talk shows. Number one, they really need to drop on a regular basis. Quite often with celebrities, you'll get one or two, and then there'll be a few months in between episodes. I'm really looking for celebrities that are totally into the podcast podverse, so to speak. And also, I'm looking for something that does not follow the stale formula of talk shows on television. It seems that in most cases, when celebrities go on talk shows, they're really there to push a book or their latest movie or some activity that they want to publicize. And the small talk that precedes it really doesn't have a whole lot of depth or interest. It's just sort of the filler before they make their pitch. I'm looking for talk shows that talk about life, talk about, of course, movies and things they've made, but also just about their daily lives, the challenges, and so forth. And I have found some that I really like that I want to share with you. Before we get into the shows that I am actually going to be talking about today, I have a segment that I want to share with you that's brand new, and it's called, What Are You Listening To? Every week, I seem to find a new favorite podcast that I just can't stop listening to. And this week, I am binging The Price of Paradise. And it is true crime for sure, but it's also a human interest story about a woman named Jane Gaskin, her husband Phil, and their three children. Jane was a former model. This was way back in like 2002, somewhere in that area. And she decided that she was going to chuck everything and move to a tropical paradise. She bought an island sight unseen off the coast of Nicaragua, and off the family went for their new adventure. But she was very media savvy, so she contacted Netflix and she said, hey, this is what we're doing. Why don't you film a documentary about our adventure? And Netflix thought that was a really good idea, and so a Netflix camera crew joined them. Well, as you can tell by the title, it was not such a good idea. When the Gaskins got to the island, they discovered that not only was their island a stopover for drug smugglers, it was a traditional place for area fishermen, a nesting site for endangered sea turtles, and it was also, and most importantly, ancestral grounds of tribes in that area. Things started going awry right away. Netflix aired the documentary in, very early 2000s, but it's no longer available to view. Fortunately, with this podcast, her story is still alive, well, and dividing people, which is one of Jane's specialties. Some people are thinking, oh my God, how brave. Others are thinking how selfish, how crazy she was. Others were thinking, she has a right to her paradise. So I suggest you check it out. Maybe you can binge with me. Catch up and let's go. The Price of Paradise. Now on to some news. First bit of news that I'm going to share with you is about One Good Thing Media. We are now on YouTube. We're not video yet. It is a listening experience. But if you go to One Good Thing Media on YouTube, you will find our shows there. So when you're checking out different videos, just kind of whiling away your time, check us out and go listen to our show. It is One Good Thing Media 2741, or you can just plug in One Good Thing Media and you'll find us. The second second bit of news I have is that iHeart just won the Webby Company of the Year Award. It's very prestigious in the podcast industry. And so congrats to iHeart for that. They also have another bit of news that is definitely the flip side of the coin, and that is they have disgruntled employees who are trying to unionize, and they are claiming that iHeart is interfering with their organizational effort. So we'll see how that turns out. I'm not sure who's right or wrong, but it is in the news, so if I have anything else to report, you know I will. I have two fun announcements to make. Ashley Flowers, you know, she is the queen of true crime. She has a wildly successful show called Crime Junkies, which is part of her Audio Chuck Productions, and several other podcasts that she has spun off over the last several years. But now she has just announced that she is going to have a 24/7 true crime program on Sirius XM, and it is a Crime Junkie radio show. She is doing part of Crime Junkies Radio. Ashley Flowers is also going to be doing a monthly program that's called Crime Junkies AF. The AF, you can take it a couple different ways. It does stand for Ashley Flowers, where she and an expert discuss cases that are ongoing. So it's very interesting, a very different approach for her. And I have to tell you, I am so anxious to become a regular listener of her Sirius XM broadcast. Her first Crime Junkies AF show is actually also on her regular podcast channel, Crime Junkies. So you may want to listen to it there first to see if you like it, which I think you will. There's another extremely popular true crime podcast, and it's called Sword and Scale. And Sword and Scale is actually starting to produce their own series, like as in a television docudrama. I saw the trailer for it, and it looks quite good. If you go to swordandscale.com, you will see a preview there of their show. It's episode 1, entitled The Park. Congratulations, Sword and Scale TV. Okay, enough news. Let's get on to our regular program. The first show that I'm covering today is called Messy, M-E-S-S-Y, and it is by Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler. Both of these ladies have multiple sclerosis or MS. They have become good friends, and they talk a lot about their challenges, what they've done, where they've been, but a lot of real, raw information as they discuss their daily lives. I absolutely found this particular podcast addictive. I will tell you, a lot of F-bombs are dropped, and there are frank discussions of bodily functions in some episodes. If you're squeamish, if you don't want to hear about somebody else's health problems, then maybe this podcast is not for you. But for me, after hearing the ladies talk and explain about their lives and what they're doing, I have so much more respect for them. I'm going to be playing a medley of short clips from their show, but I want to give you some context first. People with MS, they may have pain in their back or their eyes. They can have tremors, muscular cramping, difficulty walking, whole body fatigue, dizziness, heat intolerance, poor balance or vertigo, abnormality of taste, reduced sensation of touch, or uncomfortable tingling and burning. They can have excessive urination or incontinence. And there are other symptoms as well, of course, but when the ladies are talking, keep in mind that not everybody has all of the symptoms. Some people have some of the symptoms all of the time, and some people have some of the symptoms sometimes. So here we go.
Hi, I'm Christina Applegate.
And I'm Jamie Lynn Sigler.
And this is Messy.
Hello.
Hello.
It's us again.
It's us again, Christina Applegate, mother to one, MS-er.
I like this. Jamie Lynn Sigler, mother to two, MSer. I think it gets tricky too, because I'm sure you get this a lot too, where like we get celebrated for being so strong. You know what I mean? Like I get a lot of like, oh, the way you handle this, you're so strong. The way you, and I appreciate and I understand what people are saying to me and what they mean when they say that. And there's times where like, yeah, I'm going to pat myself in the back. This is fucking hard and I'm doing a good job with it. But I think it can get tricky where then you just start to feel like
you're obligated to feel that way, right? You're obligated to be strong. Yeah. That's what I hate too, because people have said that to me as well. Sorry to interrupt you, but
no, like, you helped.
Like that is like, no, I'm not. Like,
yes,
I'm not. This fucking sucks. But this brings me to my next point, which we can talk about.
Great.
I'm wearing diapers.
I've worn them before too.
Yeah, wearing diapers. Wait, our producer sent us a picture of a thong diaper. Was that a joke? Yeah, okay. Because I was like,
is it a real thing? No, it's got to be a joke. The How would it catch the pee-pee?
It's not going to catch the nothings. But yet, let's have a thong to look sexy in our diaper. Okay, I can't, like, seriously. Yeah. People are listening going, like, can you guys just shut the fuck up about your poop talk and your diapers? It's ridiculous.
Can I say, you mentioned something to me, and I feel like we need to get to know each other better because I love this about you. But you mentioned to me that when you ask somebody what their top five movies are, you can tell a lot about them.
It's my party trick.
What? Okay. Do you want to experiment with me and then explain as we do it? Or do you want to talk about it? Because I'm really, this is fascinating to me. I love it.
It works better on like strangers.
Right.
Because I don't know them. But then by listening to their top five favorite movies, I've made people cry, like saying like, you probably were abused as a child, like just stuff, like weird, like I can get into the psyche of it, but I know you, but I don't know you that well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we try?
Okay. Give me your top five of all time. And it's really hard to have five.
It is.
There's so many good ones, but.
It is. Okay.
Okay.
Don't make fun of me. Okay. I don't have like high class taste. This probably says a lot about me right now.
No, don't think about it. It has to be like right off the cuff.
Goonies.
Okay.
A League of Their Own. Forrest Gump. Old School. And Shawshank Redemption.
Okay. You did not have a lot of kid life when you were growing up. And you wanted to be part of something and a part of a group, but you felt like you couldn't be a part of those groups and you felt stifled by that, but you were a good student. That's what I'm getting right now.
I have full body chills.
Okay.
I have full body chills. Wow. I wasn't a kid enough. You're right.
You weren't.
Wow.
So the movies that you watched were things that made you feel like part of something.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
And camaraderie, like Shawshank Redemption, that's camaraderie. That's a brotherhood of having a best friend. And yeah, so you can kind of see a through line.
This is a super talent. I cannot wait to just watch you ask, what are your five favorite movies?
Oh boy.
That's too pretty personal.
It's pretty obvious.
And that's Messy by Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler. Check it out. See what you think. The program is new. They've had a couple guests on. One was Martin Short, the other Edie Falco. And I'm sure there's going to be more of that too. My next review will be about a podcast called Smartless, And Smartless is a Wondery and Amazon presentation, and it features Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett. These particular men are good friends in real life. They have a very good rapport with each other. They're very comfortable with each other. And of course, they're not beyond throwing a few little barbs at each other for humor. They have a lot of guests on, and they talk about a myriad of topics. I just finished one with my favorite actor, Keanu Reeves, and it was just such a cool interview. He had nothing to sell, and we had everything to gain by listening to him. So I would recommend Smartless in a heartbeat. What do you say I play you a clip?
Smartless.
Hey guys, look at this. Jason Bateman.
Hi.
And Sean Hayes.
Oh my gosh.
Is that Will Arnett?
It is. Hi guys.
Let's do a podcast.
We are.
We're doing a podcast.
Because there's not enough of them out there. This is a show where each of us invites a guest.
Each week, one of us brings a guest that the other two don't know about.
Some of our guests include...
Ladies and gentlemen, William Ferrell.
Your tears mean nothing to me. This marriage has been broken since the day we crossed the altar.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
This nurse comes in, and she looks at me, and she goes, Elaine!
No way. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You don't see me in your present. You see me in your past. You see me not as I am, but as I once was,
right.
3 billionths of a second ago.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa McCarthy.
I remember you called me and we went and had lunch and you ordered a chicken salad. Boy, I'll never forget it.
Shocker.
Oh.
Oh, gross.
Really fancy.
How did you not walk away after that? How gross. Our show is called Smartless and it's every Monday. You can subscribe now.
If your ears are happy,
yeah,
subscribe now.
If you want your ears to be happier, subscribe now.
If you want to keep your ears happy,
there it is.
If you don't want to piss off your ears,
yeah,
subscribe now.
Smart. Less.
My third review is about a podcast called Armchair Expert. It was created by Monica Padman, who is an American podcaster, actor, and producer, and Dax Shepard, who is also an actor and podcaster, of course, and he is married to Kristen Bell. I normally don't do this, but I want to read the intro into the show because it matches every criterion that I have set for celebrity talk shows. Hi, I'm Dax Shepard, and I love talking to people. I am endlessly fascinated by the messiness of being human, and I find people who are vulnerable and honest about their struggles and shortcomings to be incredibly sexy. I invite you to join me as I explore other people's stories. We will celebrate, above all, the challenges and setbacks that ultimately lead to growth and betterment. What qualifies me for such an endeavor? More than a decade of sobriety, a degree in anthropology, and 4 years of improv training. I will attempt to discover human truths without any laboratory work, clinical trials, or data collection. I will be in the great tradition of the 16th century scientists, an armchair expert. Don't you just love that? I'm going to play a clip from the show. This one is an interview with Chris Pine. And just to remind you, he did Pool Man, Star Trek, Wonder Woman. He's also a producer and a director. This is one of the cool things about this show. The show notes on the podcast explain in greater detail what you're about to listen to. And here is Chris Pine's interview description. Chris joins the armchair experts to discuss the thrills of a catastrophe, falling in love with nicotine toothpicks. I've never heard of that one, have you? And what growing up in old Hollywood was like. Chris and Dax talk about how hard it is to expose your emotions, how much they love saunas, and the experience of feeling fraudulent. There's so much to this interview, but what I'm going to play for you today, Dax was an alcoholic for a number of years, and he got sober. Sober 16 years ago, went to Alcoholics Anonymous, and encouraged other people to hop on the wagon with him. After 16 years, he relapsed. He relapsed basically because he was in a motorcycle accident, and the doctors were giving him painkillers, and he went off the rails for a little bit before he got back on the right path. So here goes.
It's very interesting thinking about coming on this podcast and thinking about doing these long-form things. I promise you this is a roundabout way of answering your question.
Yeah.
We have all the time.
I listened to your story about your addiction, specifically the moment day seven, and I thought, that is a fucking courageous thing to do. It's a really tough thing to do. And as you said on the podcast, which I find very moving and very specifically to my point, it's one thing just you two and Kristen. It's another thing to offer this as some sort of communal world social offering of watch me try to do the difficult thing that maybe you can follow in my path and do the same thing. I couldn't do what you do. This kind of self-revealing in such a huge way is really brave. I also find it terrifying. Is the too much, I think, as an actor myself, someone who's not on social media, someone who tries very keenly to create a separation and a boundary. So I think coming on these podcasts, these long forms, it remind me very much of my favorite interviewer of all time, Dick Cavett, but even more so than Cavett. Especially talking about very complex things, as obviously you're keenly aware of family units. We just talked about the complexes and all that.
Also, everyone's alive.
Yeah, everyone's alive. So what's fair, what's respectful, what's your right to do that? How can you be authentic and have a true conversation? I've said I'd come on the show and bring my full self to bear in a way that I can live with, but also...
No, it's very tricky.
It's very tricky.
It is. I acknowledge
it. But my question for you, because I really am so curious, is like, how did you make the decision to do that? Not specifically only day seven, but to be... that open, essentially, from what I can gather, and I don't know you well, but 24/7 with many different facets of your life.
I would say first, just AA. So I've been going AA for 20 fucking years coming up in September.
Yeah.
And so I've gotten used to saying out loud these terrible things I did, thought, or perpetrated on other people, expecting everyone there to shun me and exclude me and ostracize me, and actually seeing through practice looks of recognition, comfort, a calming, I guess like immersion therapy. I had to do it over and over again. And then lo and behold, opposite of my expectation, it's always been met with understanding. Even if someone didn't do that thing, it's very related to another failing.
Sure.
And so there's no way I could do this show had I not been in AA for 20 years and practiced just letting it all hang out and realizing people don't ultimately judge you that much. People judge when they smell.
But I was going to say, deception. AA is one thing, a community built on precisely what you've just described. The interweb and the noxious soup that is.
Yeah.
Is definitely not that.
No. I mean,
or is it?
That concludes this episode, another one in the can, episode 19. And once again, if you really want to get into some great talk shows by celebrities, I recommend Messy, Armchair Expert, and Smartless. You all have a great week, and I will be here next week for you. And until then, you have a beautiful weekend. Season 2 of One Good Thing Media has been brought to you by host and creator Gerald Spear. All things technical were fine-tuned by sound engineer David Dodd, and our announcer for all of our shows is Robert Spear. Our theme song for all of Season 2 of One Good Thing Media is Force by AGST.